Final hour to go here with Michael Murphy as we talk about chemtrails and some of the work manipulation that's going on with you. We'll take your phone calls when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And we're with Michael Murphy. Michael, before we go back to more calls, tell me again about this weather being traded as a derivative on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I find this to be fascinating.
It actually is, and we cover it. In we did a promo trailer called Why in the World Are They Spraying? It can actually be purchased on Truth Media Productions .us with Why Revisited. But as a matter of fact, that is correct. So they started, my understanding was about 10 years ago. And in all honesty, it's not an incredibly huge market. It's right around $8 to $10 billion industry. But weather is being traded as a derivative, and what it enables certain corporations, companies to do, is hedge their risk based on certain weather disasters or certain amount of rain that could fall in a certain region, or even temperature. So if you're like a heating company and your service would go down if you have a warmer winter and are colder regions, it would benefit you financially if you could hedge that risk. So that's what they're doing. Now, like any derivative and like any corporate structure, it does open up the door for corruption. And I think the assumption for a lot of people involved in these derivatives is that our weather is completely natural. Well, we know due to the numerous documents, it not only is unnatural at this time, but it is, as a matter of fact, predictable. And again, I don't think that the corporations who are trading are the ones who are up in the planes spraying these toxins to the chemtrails or the geoengineering programs to control our weather. But George, is you probably know, there's a good old boy network, and these multinational corporations typically are pretty well connected with our political structure and also our military, and that's who really drives our corporate agenda. So I think due to that, I think that there is a huge door that can be opened for insider trading and the foreknowledge of perhaps a warm winter or a cold winter, vice versa, oh, sure, in the summer. So it doesn't prove who's doing it, but it certainly creates a motive for these crimes that are being done.
Sure does. Let's go to Lake Chasta, California. Dane is with us. Go ahead, Dane. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for covering this, George, and thank you for all the work you've done, Michael. And I wanted to people want credible evidence that, you know, why wouldn't we know this is happening? And I want to say personally, I was in a high-level Cal EPA meeting in Sacramento, arranged by a California state representative with five top-level officials, who told me to my face, along with two others, one fish and game biologist also as well with me, that the California air quality system is, they're told specifically to test for combustion particulates only. The rest of the samples go out the window. So people wonder why this wouldn't be showing up if so much material is falling on us. And I got onto this issue I have a background in solar power. I work for Bechtel Power Company, and my home is one of the largest renewable energy homes in Northern California. I'm losing 50, 60, 70, 80% of my solar power from whatever these planes are expelling. We've done 4 or 5 dozen tests here. Aluminum content's gone from 7 parts per billion to 3,450 parts per billion, a 50,000% increase. Bottom line is that with all the work Michael's doing, and a lot of people might be, you know, skeptical because they haven't looked into it, but when aluminum content in your rain escalates 50,000%, when California EPA has done studies from the particulates from China, metals are not amongst them. The metal wasn't there before. It's there now. It matches the patents. I mean, these dots connect perfectly. It's simply nowhere else it could come from. And if someone researches the subject of global dimming, fully 20% of the sun's light is now not reaching the planet. That's pretty alarming. And so, I salute the work you're doing, George. I salute what Michael's doing. And I put a decade of research into this, a battle I never wanted to fight. I never wanted to be involved with anything like this. But I simply, if I can't walk out the door and breathe without sucking up heavy metal, and my kids are breathing it, and the statistics are showing that these ailments are stacking up, as Mr. Murphy has said, it's a battle that we all better fight, or we'll have nothing left to care about.
All right. Very well. Good. Well said, by the way, Dane. Thank you. Let's go to Jason International Line. Jason's in the Middle East. Go ahead, Jason.
Mr. Norrie, Mr. Murphy, good evening. How are you doing?
Good, well. Jason.
Mr. Norrie, I'm a little bit disturbed. You know, I was a student sent to U.S. by my folks, and then I went back home. I mean, you won't believe the chaos in the Middle East. You won't believe the weather in the Middle East. You can hardly breathe, and people are just basically killing each other over money. You made a comment to Mr. Murphy about genocide versus if this is happening. What has been going on in the last couple of years, it has basically, I have lost my faith in total humanity that, I mean, we are not getting any headway. People are just becoming very destructive, which it is almost pervasive. And there is no hope. I mean, these people are killing people. I believe if you know the difference between white collar crime versus capital punishment.
Sure.
I mean, white collar crime. What I want you guys, please tell me one branch of government, which there's about 21 million of them, federal, state employees, all of them. They're taking about 2.2 trillion in total state expenditure. That's twice as much as basically private sector. I want you, please tell me, where am I wrong? Give me one sector of the government that is not corrupt.
I don't think I can do that.
Mr. Norrie, I love you. I love your show. But it seems to me lately I'm getting sick.
You may be getting sick, but we have to tell the truth, Jason.
No, not because of you.
Oh, not all right.
No, not because of you. I want to find a place to go because it is. This is not survival. This is almost like an existence.
But
what do you do, Michael?
Well, you know, I think that you follow protocol to remove these toxins out of your body. And certainly, I think many people would agree with the statement, tell me one role of government that's not corrupt. And we've seen just an escalation of corruption. But I do want to say at the lower levels, in at the grassroots level, county level, town hall meeting, you're going to find a less degree of corruption in certain cases and people who are willing to address this. And I'll tell you, we're just in the beginning. And again, last night, the ordinance was passed at the initial stage in Long Island, and we're moving forward in Maui. And these are just starting points. I'm working on putting together footage and a video with the effective ways and how to effectively address this. But I agree with you. You know, we have a Congress and Senate who without a doubt, is controlled by corporations. Corporations have not only a political agenda, but also a monetary agenda. And then we look a little bit deeper into the depopulation and everything else that they might be complicit in. But I will tell you, there are certain individuals at the local levels of government who do have the desire to address this. And those are the points where I really think that we need to focus on. Again, knocking on the door to the beast and saying, you know, could you we know you might be complicit with this, but would you mind stopping? That's not going to work. But the people at the local levels who realize they are being affected by this and they're not benefiting anyway are more likely to address that. Did that answer the question?
I think you did a pretty good job on that. Jim's in Malibu. Thanks for holding so long, Jim.
Yeah, hi. What the government is spraying, they're creating a smoke screen because of Planet X. They don't want the people to see it when it comes by. And Planet X is, you got to study Planet X. It's causing the global warming. It affects people. You'll see all the uprisings. And they'll put additives just in the jet fuel. Maybe they're just practicing. They're going to have to try to block out the sun.
Well, we've certainly heard, and George, you might want to address that, certainly have heard that theory. And it merits probably some research, but there are areas that don't have coverage. And of course, geoengineers' proposals are to completely block out our sun. It appears that they're moving quicker and more towards that. There is a patent called the smoking gun patent. It's called the Welsbach patent, which is advice specifically designed to spray aerosol aluminum and other metals into our sky from airplanes. So again, there are a lot of theories and a lot of agendas, and I don't think that any should really be denied, but, you know, that's something that we should probably look into. But to think that this is one agenda is I think, a little, and what's the word I'm looking for? I think it's a little irresponsible because, again, many different corporations, many different people benefit in a number of different ways. So a lot of objectives can be met by spraying these aerosols into our sky. So thanks for calling.
What kind of reaction do you get, Michael, to your work?
You know, it's been very, very well received. I get emails every day, and I couldn't be more excited since the release of the film. This movement has grown quite a bit, and I really we do have a tool, but I really want to compliment those who have gotten involved, those who have purchased a copy, made copies, and handed out for free and got active in their local community. And that's really the reason. But the reaction has been great, and I think it's the way, and I'm very grateful to people like Dane Wigington, Mauro Oliveira, Francis Mangles, and other people involved in the movement, there are too many to name, who have really guided me because they've brought their wisdom in addressing this for 10 years. And George Truth is extremely important. What's equally important, probably more important, is the prudency that we use with that truth and how we address that. So we've gotten this message out to the masses by meeting them where they're at. And a lot of people, you know, initially really find it hard to believe that airplanes are actually spraying aerosols into our sky for whatever reason. So the approach that we've taken has been very effective, but obviously we have a very diverse world. We have people at a number of different levels, so I think it's important to address them where they're at, and we've had that kind of an impact. Now, there has been of course, we do get people who just don't want these truths getting out, and it's interesting because we've seen these so-called debunkers that come up with really elaborate sounding reasons and excuses, and we've dug into many of them many of times and found them to be very deceptive, and it's very clear what their agenda is. They're trying to tie us up, you know, so that our time is spent answering their questions and instead of reaching out to the public. And then when they call into radio shows, they try and dominate. They use various techniques to dominate the conversation. But you know what's happening? It's really working in our favor, because the more that people come out and try and cover this up, people, we're dealing with truth. And there's nothing greater and more powerful. And there's an old saying, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all of the time. Without a doubt, our message has gotten out to millions of people, and we are having an impact. So it's been very, very good. It's been a challenging work, but I'm very honored to have this calling.
All right, let's go to Monica in Naples, Florida. Hi, Monica. Go ahead.
Yes, I really appreciate this program, and I wanted to ask you, you know, when you mentioned Monsanto, I got pretty depressed, because have you seen a documentary called The World According to Monsanto?
I have not. How about you, Michael?
I've heard about it, but I have yet to actually sit down and watch it.
Oh, I just could not believe just the corruption of that company. I mean, this is the company that made Agent Orange, and I mean, I'm surprised they're still in business. but it just seems this is a huge company, and you know, there were scientists that worked for the company and said that, you know, this genetically modified, you know, GMO, I guess, was not healthy, and it changed the molecular structure and so forth, and they had scientific evidence, but all the organizations, all the governmental organizations that oversee all this, I guess, just, you know, turned the other way, and they were able to get through their programs. And it's just, I don't know, it just seems like it's just too huge to fight.
I've wanted to get them on to debate with some of our guests, and they don't come on.
If I could add on to that,
yeah, go ahead.
And I've been doing a lot of work out in Maui, and you know, somebody has to go out there and work, and I'm blessed to be out there. But
what a tough assignment, isn't it?
It's a tough assignment, George, but somebody has to fulfill it. But we focus on the issue of geoengineering, getting the legislation passed. But there was a hearing that I was able to attend and speak at, and they got the GMO labeling passed on Maui, and we're actually seeing certain countries that are banning genetically modified foods. And no question about it, this is a very powerful corporation. They hold on to a lot of political power, but I really want to stress this. I think the greatest deception in the world is that we as human beings are powerless. And the reason I say that is I've seen incredible miracles happen in the past year and a half since we've been addressing this, and the power of the spoken word, when you stand in truth and integrity, is incredible. And bottom line is this, if everybody that knew about chemtrails geoengineering stood up and collectively said no, address this at the local level, even at the larger level, there's no way they could continue on with these programs. And that's how powerful it is. Where they get us is the deception that we don't have power. And that's a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell, and I don't believe it. So, again, part of my role is to really encourage people to stand up and speak against this, because I have seen it work, and we are seeing it work.
People want to pick up your videos. What in the world and why in the world? Where can they go?
Two websites, truthmediaproductions.us. Just remember, it's all about us. Or you could also go to whatintheworldaretheyspraying.info, and we've lifted the copyright for those who purchase and encourage them to actually make copies and hand out for free. It's been one of the methods of getting this word out. So, yeah, we just finished, George, a DVD with for a very small price, $7, of Hawaii Revisited and Why in the World Are They Spraying promo video. And, again, anybody that wants to help fund the rest of the documentary, we're accepting funding angels. We did it for What in the World Are They Spraying? We funded the whole program. People came in at $200 increments, and we gave them an autographed DVD and made them put them on the credits for funding angels. If you want to be part of this, we'd be honored to bring you on board. Of course, these do require funding, so you can go to the website and make a donation. I will send you an email and receipt, and we'll get you on board with the project. So we definitely need support.
All right, Michael, we're going to come back in just a moment. We're going to take some final phone calls. Fast night tonight here in coast-to-coast land. So hold on to the roller coaster and don't fall off. We'll be right back. Well, it's not over until I say it is. And so we're going to continue with your phone calls with Michael Murphy when we come right back on coast-to-coast AM. Okay, let's go to these final calls now. Kelly in Erie, Pennsylvania is up with us. Go ahead, Kelly.
Oh, hello, and
hi.
Thanks for focusing on a great topic, two great topics, both the collation and the chemtrails.
Sure thing.
You know, when I look up now, I don't see anywhere near the sky of my youth. I see these bizarrely colored cotton candy polymer things floating around that pass for clouds, and, you know, I'd never heard before about an actual program to blot out the sun. It's interesting because, especially the last couple of years, I've noticed that whatever's up there is not the sun of my youth. It looks more like a larger moon with a cursed edge, and it's just very bizarre. Another change I've noticed is in the water composition. I do a lot of gardening, and it seems like lately, the last few years, the water is not absorbing into the soil in the same way. And I think that's, you know, probably responsible for a lot of the, you know, these big quick floods we've been having all over. I had a question. I don't know if you know this, but there was someone named Frederick Gates around the turn of the century, and he was like one of the Rockefellers' right-hand man. He was a lawyer. he was equally as wealthy as them. And he was very much, as I read about him, very much into the depopulation issues. I was wondering if anyone knows if he's related to Bill Gates, you know, because I've always been really suspicious of the, you know, this whole vaccination, you know, the issues that they're involving themselves in, you know, seem really suspicious. Does anyone know that?
Well, that's an interesting question, because this one, you know, was around in the 1800s, right?
The Frederick Gates, I think it was like late 1800s, early 1900s.
And yeah, he died.
The lawyer, right-hand man to one of the original Rockefellers.
He died in 1929, and he was an advisor to John D. Rockefeller as well. But don't know if he's related to Bill Gates at all. Michael, I assume you do not know either?
To geoengineering, Bill Gates definitely is a funder. That's for public record. And of course, he's moving forward with what appear to be depopulation campaigns. So this could clearly be a connection with that. I want to address really quickly your skies. It was something that we didn't really address that you had mentioned. Yeah, our skies are definitely changing. And one thing I wanted to bring up, the blue skies that we had just a few years ago now are a silvery color. And then when aerosols are in our sky, it's not only when you see the trails in the sky. A lot of times after they spray, if you view time-lapse photography, they actually look like, I call it the cotton candy cloud. So it looks like it's a cloud that's dripping, and that's very indicative to aerosols. We've been working with a company called Cut My Flicks, where you can actually send in your footage, and they'll do time-lapse and other things, and it's another way to promote this and get the word out for people. So I just thought it was important to bring that up. But yeah, Bill Gates, it looks like he's involved with a lot of nefarious things other than this.
Okay, let's go back to the calls. Thank you, Kelly. Hope that helped you a little bit. Let's go to Sean in Maui in Hawaii. Hi, Sean. Hi. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening about 21 years, every single night. I may be your most faithful listener.
You might be.
First time caller. I'm here on Maui most of my life. I've been building over 31 years. I built a building for NASA up on the top. I became aware of how they do things a little bit up there. And they have what I was told, Star Wars program. And I'm outside every day of my life, and I watch. And I've watched them spray the chemtrails right over Haleakala, right over the summit, not way high in the sky, just very close. I've watched that just a couple weeks ago. And throughout the years. What's your take on that?
Something's going on.
I mean,
on.
That would be like going over Area 51 and spraying some aerosol. Sure.
Michael, you've been out that way. What do you think?
I have, and we've done a lot of work. Well, the aerosols are definitely there. There's no question about that. The director of health, Dr. Lauren Pang, obtained 30 tests showing the geoengineering footprint. But, you know, I just was recently with an activist, Bruce Douglas, who's involved in the ordinance, and he showed me a video above Haleakala, and it was actually what he calls chem bombs. So it looks like not only they're spraying from trails, but there are other disbursements, perhaps cloud-making machines that are putting those aerosols in. But it does appear that in that area there is an objective to get a pretty thick concentration of objectives. I was just back there and interviewed a number of local people who do notice that the skies have been rapidly changing. Of course, you guys have been getting hit really hard. It's showing up in the rain. And then, the changes in our natural systems, a lot of farmers are showing declines in their ability to grow natural organic food. So is it involved? We certainly do believe that that system is involved with weather modification and then other weapon systems perhaps linked into HAARP, which would require that particular to be in the sky to emit its frequency.
How would they use this for warfare applications?
Is that what I've learned through speaking with Nick Baggage, apparently this can create a system that would actually block incoming particulate or incoming matter, whether it was a meteor or perhaps a rocket. But the way that it could be used for warfare in terms of against other people or even us, now that we have world government, the common enemy is discussed by the Club of Rome, is humanity
itself. That wasn't me that was stating that. That was them. But they can use this, again, to create this world government. And of course, world government does not represent the sovereignty of individuals. It represents the political agenda of these corporations and these criminal corporate elites. So yeah, absolutely, they can use it for the weather control. But there's a lot of theory based on the fact that it could create earthquakes around the world. What have we seen? You know, in as of late, we've seen tsunamis, we've seen earthquakes, and there's been information coming out that you know, this could be an agenda to motivate certain financial systems to get onto a more international banking agenda, if you would.
All right, let's go to Mark in Palo Cedro, California. Hi, Mark. Go ahead.
Hi, George. This is Mark McCandlish. I happen to count Dane Wigington and Michael Murphy as two good friends of mine, and I'd like to congratulate you on having such a wonderful worldwide forum for the truth, and especially to Michael for getting his film out. It's really waking people up. You know, a couple of things that that I found in looking into this was the relationship between what amounts to the aluminum oxide nanoparticles that are used in high explosives like thermate, super thermate, and explosives like that being used in jet fuel, sometimes 40 by weight, to increase the oxygen supply in the fuel. It's there, inert. It actually allows aircraft to fly to higher altitudes because the oxygen supply is right in the fuel itself. But also this aluminum oxide, when it comes back down to the earth and filters into the plant life and so forth, it actually raises the potential for much hotter, much more devastating fires, exactly like the ones that happened in the Sitgreaves National Forest in Arizona this last year, something that they had so much difficulty putting out that it burned 1,000 square miles of forest. So, Michael, I would love it if you could touch on the relationship between that and then say, you know, timber companies that are being prevented from harvesting their timber by environmental groups who can then use this geoengineering process to create a forest fire that then essentially not only allows them to harvest the timber, but the government comes in and pays them to remediate the land, you know, and restore it by planting and protecting the watershed for salmon and things like that. There's lots of different things. Also, the fact that aluminum oxide nanoparticles are known through research done by the Air Force to actually suppress the ability of white blood cells to perform their function in the immune system. So I would love it if you could touch on those things, and thank you so much for your work. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Mark, and I hold you in very high regard in terms of your education. You've certainly woken me up to many things. This is really we know, and we've spoken about this, and I actually met with a forest fighter in Arizona. I was there over the weekend screening the film and doing some activism, but he actually confirmed that, and he said that the forest fires are much hotter, and it is because of the particulate matter that's falling on us. So again, as you well know, it's in the test. It's in our atmosphere. There's no question about that. And so that is a different angle on it, and I think it's certainly plausible, because we do see the government through Agenda 21 and other agendas who are really corporatizing natural systems, our water, our land, and now it appears our weather and many other systems. So I definitely think there's a plausibility. Isn't it interesting how we see the Hegelian dialectic, the problem-reaction-solution, always occurring, but it seems to always benefit certain individuals or groups or governments. So what they're doing, Mark, and I couldn't agree with you more about the consolidation of power. These programs enable them to do that in so many different capacities, and that's why I believe they are multi-agendas, and I believe there are many different corporations involved, many different corporations who benefit this. Unfortunately, as Dane Wigington said, these programs are so destructive, and they are an attack on life. And we better address it, because we're looking at some real serious consequences if we don't get active.
So would you bet your life savings, Michael, that this indeed is happening, that chemtrails are real and that they are manipulating or doing something else to us?
Well, you know, I'm not a gambling man, but the life savings wouldn't be too much of a gamble. it wouldn't be an overwhelming amount. But I will tell you this. I will make the statement. I have committed my life to this issue, and for a couple of reasons. It's really not a fight that I wanted. It's very challenging at times, but it without a doubt is a calling. And, it's about loving the earth. And bottom line is this. This is our earth, and we are called to be stewards of our earth. And we do have corporations who are raping it. There's been no more destructive program on the earth than chemtrail geoengineering programs, period. And if we are stewards of the earth and we see this happening, it is our responsibility. It's incumbent upon us to take action. So with that being said, I have committed my life to addressing this issue. I don't get off into other issues because I think it could, create division and other things. We have one thing in common with this. This affects every living human being on the planet. We can all agree on that, and I think that we all need to march forward in addressing this in an effective way. And I also spoke about integrity. we need to address this with integrity, and what I mean by that in a very truthful an honest way. And when we do that, we can have a tremendous impact.
Let's go to Bonnie in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hello, Bonnie. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. I read recently that if you bombard uranium with neutrons, it produces barium. And by treaty, the United States has to accept the nuclear waste from across the world in places like Savannah, Georgia. So it's my belief that they're using nuclear waste as a big component.
All right.
It's also interesting that Edward Teller first proposed this scheme.
It goes way back.
Father of the hydrogen bomb.
Yep, it goes way, way back. Michael, in your documentaries, how far back do you go?
We just really started Why in the World Are They Spraying? So I'm not sure how back in history we do have an opportunity to get certain interviews from Bernard Eastland, but I'm still contemplating in terms of how far back to go. I haven't done that research. So what you've done, and I appreciate it, you've planted a seed and given me something to interview. But what in the world are they spraying? We didn't go into too much history because we covered this from the geoengineering perspective and what's being currently found.
Let's go to John Oxnard, California. Hey, John, thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, and thank you too very much. Listen, you've got the disappearing honeybees, and since honeybees are 70% of the pollination of the country's crops, and you mentioned Monsanto, would it be that Monsanto is trying to get rid of their biggest competitors?
Well, it's I always kind of look and see who benefits from this. And without question, Monsanto wants complete control of the food supply. That's the nature of corporations, to continue growing and take complete control. So, I think, and I honestly believe, and again, this is speculation, I don't have documentation, we know that what they're spraying is nano-sized particles, and they pass through as human beings, our protective barriers, go right past the blood-brain barrier. Do these affect our honeybees? And I think that the answer is yes. But again, there might be many different ways of this, but it appears that these corporations, they want to be the source of life. So as we discussed earlier about the spiritual nature of it, it's this governmental corporate conglomerate of these multinational corporations that want to truly change and usurp the authority of natural systems so it can come under their dominion. It's about money and power, addiction to money and power. And again, it's been prophesied in a number of different religions. These programs, without a doubt, are a major part of that.
Let's go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Rick, first-time caller. Go ahead, Rick.
What's the problem getting iceberg for the Arctic to cure drought?
So tell me about the droughts again, Michael. How does that work?
Well, droughts are very effective for certain corporations, including seed companies. And the reason being this, there are aluminum resistant, or not only aluminum resistant GMO seeds, but drought resistant seeds. Drought can also be a very effective weapon of war. And we spoke about Iran's president, Ahmadinejad, discussing and stating Western countries were using weather control to create droughts in this country. It's a very effective military weapon because what it can do is wipe out natural food systems. And through that, through other weather control, you can not only control the food supplies as a result and then corporatize these natural systems, you can also control political systems because a country that's in complete drought and is running out of resources will gladly give up their sovereignty and the resources for food and for water and rain. And that's what I really believe that we're seeing come to fruition. It certainly is an effective tool for the New World Order or global governance agenda.
And it's also very difficult to pinpoint who's doing it to you, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is. We do know that there is military involvement. But again, there are a number of different corporations. And that's, George, that's what I really want to get into. But I think the order is what, which we'll finish with, why, where we can get into multiple components, and then who. That's the order that I feel led to address this issue in. And I think it needs to be done, but I have not had a chance to start to dig that deep yet. So we're really hoping to encourage other people to start doing research and collaborate with us and bring information. I think we can have a tremendous impact.
I think so, too. Well, the name of the two videos, of course, what in the world are they spraying? Why in the world are they spraying? Michael, I wanted to thank you for being on the program.
Oh, George, thanks. And, you know, I really want to thank you for covering this issue. You know, I don't believe there's a greater issue that we as human beings will have to face on the planet. Like to close and encourage people also to look at geoengineeringwatch.org. They've been very effective in getting truths out to these programs. I wanted to plug that.
All right,
that
you got that, Michael. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Nappy, and Punnett and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, we'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.